If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we continue during this week, as we celebrate your love, as we come to know the greatness of your love, and we ask this through Christ our Lord. Oh, we have an interesting story here today from, again, 2 Samuel. And this is the story of the census that David does, and he is castigated by the Lord for numbering his people. And it really doesn't explain why. And we could go into all kinds of research and we can go all kinds of study of why. But let's look at something else that's just important. Be careful of numbers. And I remember a priest saying that to me back when I was in the Navy. And I didn't understand. I still don't, actually. But there is a thought to that, the heresy of numbers. Be careful of numbers. Now, by that I mean what we can look at, and we can realize that the greatest thing that the Lord wants to drive from us is pride. And the opposite of pride is humility. So he's driving pride from us. So when we look at the census, we can turn around and say, well, he does a census, and we Americans do a census every 10 years. And so there's the census. What's the issue with the census? This is important. Well, the difference is the Lord will work through you regardless of how many numbers you have. Now, it's funny because I'm doing this thing about, you know, helping us grow numbers. But still, the Lord will work through you regardless of what kind of numbers you have. Do you know, I actually preached a long time ago, prior to me even entering the seminary. I was new to the church. I wasn't new to the church, because obviously I am what is known as a cradle Catholic, but I'm also a reverb, which means I came back to church after my years of worshiping the God of, what's it called, harps and barley and hops. There you go. Barley and hops, we'll call it. So anyway, I came back to the church, and before I had really, I was still back in the church, and I had a very good friend of mine who was an Assembly of God minister. Wonderful guy, wonderful, really wonderful person. I think he's still out there. He was in Azusa, California. And if you happen to know this pastor who used to be in the Navy, and he was a Navy reservist, and he was a wonderful guy and everything else, I won't say his name here, but a great guy, just tell him I said hello, because just a wonderful person. Well, his congregation was maybe six people. So he was busy one weekend, and he asked me if I would speak to them, you know, just as a fellow Christian, and I did. So that was the first time I ever spoke in a church context that I remember, and that was way back then, and to a church of six people. The Lord does his work through whomever. And granted, we definitely want to see our churches grow, but we can't say that the Lord isn't working through us until we see the church of the right size. And we want to be careful of pride. I have a church that's got 20 million people coming every week. It's a huge building. It's so big, we have our own country because the church is so big. No. But you see what I'm saying? You don't want that if that's not what the Lord wants. And if the Lord wants you to be the pastor of a parish or a church that has eight people in it, then fine, let it be. But obviously, you want to ask the Lord, and that's the key there. You don't go out and increase it. Ask the Lord to increase. And we did that. We did that during the 40 days of St. Michael. When we prayed, and continue praying for this, when we prayed that the Lord wouldn't increase our numbers as much as would send the people who needed to come to our church, to the church. You see that? So that's a little different. And I think the issue with the census is David is focused on that whole, these are all my people. Look at how many there are. And the Lord is going, no, don't walk down that path, because it's not you that's doing this. It is I. And if you're focused on you doing this, then that's not what I want. And so he disciplines David for doing that. And David falls by pestilence, not falls literally, but he says, I will fall by the hand of the Lord. And everyone suffers pestilence. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. Now that I've talked to you about, don't worry about numbers, I'm just telling you, if you'd like to experience Mass at St. Anthony and say, you know, I'd like to experience what goes on there, and I'd like to help really strengthen and build this church. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'd like you to consider coming to Mass on Sunday, 10 o'clock a.m., where you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. And remember, that's our chanted Mass. We chant the Mass, so that's we chant the Latter, the Liturgy of the Eucharist. So come experience that. Now, if you don't want to contribute yet, because you're not ready, you're just, hey, I'm just here to just check it out. I'm not here to drop anything into the collection plate, buddy. You don't want to say that to someone. Here's what I ask you to do. Write the word radio on a piece of paper. That's all. Just write the word radio, put that into the collection. And that way it lets us know that you are here to just kind of see what goes on and see if you want to be part of the parish. So check that out. The 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday, and come in and write the word radio on a piece of paper. Now, we're located at 43 Holton Street in Allston, Massachusetts. And remember, that offer only goes for St. Anthony Parish, no other church or parish anywhere. So just us. And we, as I said, are at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts. We're just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. But do not, remember what I say, do not throw the stone. Actually, I have to be honest, you probably would not make the Mass Pike or Soldiers Field Road. It's about 4 blocks either way, which is, you know, it's a decent, unless you're, you know, you're pretty good at throwing a stone. So anyway, you can throw a stone into the Charles River and watch it skip and skip over into Cambridge. That'd be fun too. So anyway, we're talking about numbers and know that the Lord is working through your parish, regardless of, or church, regardless of how many numbers are there. And that's the thing that we can take from today's first reading. It's not that we understand that the sign that the Lord is building our churches is that we have a huge church. The sign is the Holy Spirit is working through our church and we're doing what the Lord wants us to do. And the Lord will increase the church within, you know, what he's looking for in the church, but you don't want to get in the way. That was one of the prayers of Mother Teresa, by the way. Don't let me get in your way, but allow the Lord to work through the church. Another one of her sayings, which is, I believe, so true, is, speak your plans to the Lord and watch him laugh. So what we can take from this message today from 2 Samuel chapter 24 is don't be focused on what you want to see your church to be. Be focused on what the Lord wants the church to be. And let go of your ideas and build into his. Now, build into his. Now, one of the things to understand is when you ask the Lord to answer a prayer, you also want him to answer a prayer his way, not your way. So what do I mean by that? Well, if the Lord's answering my prayer, this is what I will get. No, if you notice many times in Scripture, what happens is when you hear someone praying, you don't see a response, or you see a delayed response, or you see a different response, and the different response is greater than the actual request. Good example of this, classic example, is Martha and Mary. Martha and Mary and their brother Lazarus. Lazarus is sick. Martha sends a message to Jesus asking him to come to heal their brother Lazarus, and Jesus doesn't. And so she wants him to answer a prayer, but he basically says no. And then when he arrives on the scene, he resurrects Lazarus, who becomes such a powerful sign of who Christ truly is. The Pharisees want to kill Lazarus and Jesus. You notice that? I always, every year when that reading comes up in Lent, I always say, how evil do you have to be that you want to kill someone who resurrected from the dead? There you go. And so you see, he becomes, but Martha and Mary and Lazarus, for that matter, when he was sick, never imagined that scenario. They never, ever, ever imagined that that was the scenario. And so we understand that reality. We understand that way the Lord works. So consider that within yourself. You know, don't be so focused on numbers that you did. Let the Lord increase your numbers. And in doing so, he will do powerful things, but he'll do them in his time, his way, and it's going to be definitely different than what you ultimately expected. We're going to talk more tomorrow, but in the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you then. This is Father Robert J. Carr wishing you a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.